black and yellow. Yeah, uh-huh.
You know what it is. And we're back. Soul Take Champions Live, coming to you from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Bill Neal, Kevin Cameron. Our guest, Smokin' Jim Frazier, wrapping up the important parts of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Smokin' Jim, who we lost in the offseason, and who you anticipate us drafting to get ready for next season?
Well, one, you lost William Gabe, been around a long time, and stealing paychecks from the Pittsburgh Steelers. You also lost Mike Mitchell, who I think was the veteran leader. Don't forget, you already lost James Harrison, and you lost Timmons the year before, so you lost a lot of leadership along with Shazier. And the Pittsburgh Steelers brought in Morgan Burnett from the Green Bay Packers to play either free safety or strong safety. They can't make up their mind. They need a free safety because that's where Mike Mitchell played, but only 9 career interceptions. He's, in my opinion, a strong safety. And you also brought in a middle linebacker, John Bostic, who is Marquise Pouncey's best friend. So they brought in his buddy. He's a better friend than he is a football player. In the first round, in my opinion, the Pittsburgh Steelers should go to Boise State. Young kid got a lot of upside. Vander-ish, 6'4", 256 pounds, runs a 4.640. In the third round, if he's available, I would go with a running back who I think is very similar to Le'Veon Bell. His name is Rashid Penny. Didn't start to his senior year, even though he ran for 1,000 yards as a freshman, sophomore, and junior. Ran for 2,000 yards in his only year starting, so he got fresh legs. He's great receiver, great on kickoff returns, can score in every facet of the game. He's a 225-pound, 5'10" guy with 4.4 speed.
Hey, let me ask you a couple quick questions for some quick answers. Number one.
Eli Rogers also is probably not going to be re-signed. They let him go.
Did they let him go already, or you're anticipating?
His contract's up, so he's not on the team right now.
And he got hurt at the end of the year too, right?
I'm not sure if he got hurt, but he'd be a good fit for the Steelers if Ben really likes him.
I believe he messed his knee up.
Yeah, I think he's gone from the conversation I remember hearing. What about Connor? James Connor? Recovering from injury, got the knock against him about picking up the blitz, maybe not where they want him to be mentally, but will he play an intricate part in this year's team?
Well, James Conner's an animal. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, he didn't pick up the blitz maybe on pass. That's something you got to learn. That's more on the running back coach, but this is a guy's an animal. He was recruited to Pitt to play linebacker, outstanding all-around player. I always thought he was a little bit like Foo. Don't forget when Foo came out of Utah, Foo was a big 280-pound guy, but always stayed hurt in the NFL, but was very productive when he was healthy. James Conner can run that football. He runs hard, low heart, and brave. I don't think he could be an every game starter. That's why I would draft a guy in the third round as well, just in case it doesn't pan out.
All the conversation about Le'Veon Bell and outsiders talking about he's asking for too much money, and I always contend.
I give him $20 million a year.
Yeah, people that don't play the game and don't really, for the most part, play anything but the radio can't speak about what some guy that's getting his head bashed in every day should be asking for. Moreover, the Steelers know what their budget is and what they will or will not pay. But do you anticipate two important questions? Le'Veon Bell as a franchise player holding out in training camp, and do you think he'll sign again next year?
Well, listen, if Kirk Cousins can get $30 million a year, Le'Veon Bell at least deserves $20 million a year. The Steelers ought to sign him what he wants long term. I'm not sure. I'm not really in the
music. Just give him everything, huh?
I would give him $20 million a year because his career is short and he earns it. He's one of the best receiving running backs in the history of the game. His nickname is Juice because he can run that ball. He's never given up a sack. He's not given up one sack since he's been in the NFL. That's very valuable, and Big Ben loves him as a running back, and the size is outstanding. But I'm hearing that maybe he is the next great rapper, and if that's true, rappers make more money than football players.
Okay. And I love some Le'Veon Bell. If the Steelers give Le'Veon Bell $20 million per year.
Is he better than Kirk Cousins?
Let me ask. He's definitely better than Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins got overpaid, just like Mike Wallace got overpaid when he went to Miami, just how Neil O'Donnell got overpaid when he went to the Jets. If the Steelers give Le'Veon Bell $20 million per year,
he's not asking you for pay, that much. I would give him that.
So what do you think?
He just
that
wants
he'll
$15 million
get.
A year. That's all he wants.
There won't be any money left to pay anybody else.
I think $15 million is doable. Okay. I just had to bring you down because you were getting real crazy
but
here.
But you couldn't pick up that he was joking about the $20 million.
I would give him $20 million.
He was talking about
him. I just
want
to make sure. Yeah, but I wouldn't give him $20 million.
Well, I don't think he meant that.
I wouldn't give him $20 million. But to go back to what we were talking about before with the Steelers' defense as well, I was right.
They can't stop the run or the pass.
They were ranked. They were the number five ranked team against the pass.
Name one good
year.
Quarterback they stopped last year.
Regardless, I was just telling you.
It was the weakest schedule in NFL history.
Now, they gave up too many big plays. They were terrible with giving up big plays. We won't argue about that.
Short running back against Chicago, the rookie.
We won't argue about that. And you mentioned 38 points you expect the Steelers to.
Yeah.
To do
break every record
coming up this year.
Yes, sir.
There's not a team in the NFL that averaged 30 points a game last year, and you're saying that they're going to do.
Denver Broncos averaged 37 points a game. That's the record.
Okay, I just like to keep things in perspective.
Yeah,
I mean, they're
going to break that record. That's 30, what I'm looking.
38
I'm looking
points
at breaking that record, not winning one game in the ACC. I'm looking to break the NFL.
Are you allowed to think big around here,
Jim? I'm more confident Loyola is going to win the NCAA championship.
It's what I was telling you before.
Than that.
When you come from a quad two school, you think small.
Yeah.
When you come quad A, you think. National championship.
And we
breaking
beat all
records,
schools.
Breaking points.
And we beat all schools.
You beat all schools in D2.
It didn't matter.
You beat all schools. I mean, you ain't beat no 4A schools nowhere.
Loyola will beat Villanova by 25 points in the championship game before that other thing happened with the Steelers.
I agree with you on that, Mark. Yeah. I agree with
Moving
you.
Moving on along. Now, let me ask a couple more questions here.
Now, before we move on, talking about the Steelers, we need to talk about something very important that's coming up. The Steelers have a big decision to make before May, sometime in May. Bud Dupree. Okay, Bud Dupree is in his option year. He's in his fifth-year option. So the Steelers, I believe, will have to pick up somewhere around $8.6 million.
Why would they?
To exercise his option. Well, when you think about it, Bill,
why
would they? Because the Steelers have other needs. So if they could bring Bud Dupree back, okay, and for one more year and look to fill gaps other places in their defense – We talked about
has he been productive?
Middle linebacker.
Has he been as productive as you'd like him to be?
Not at all.
Okay, so again, why would you?
If you would let
Not Bud Dupree. Find another way other than Bud.
What do you think, Jim?
Bud Light.
I would bring you back.
I would bring him back as well.
Bud Light, Bud Jones, not Bud Dupree, please. Oh, my God.
I think it's necessary based on – him knowing the defense, and you know that you have other gaps in the defense that you need to spend your money on, and it's just the best option given the situation.
That may be true. Are the Steelers looking at all now, or do you see them in the very near future looking at a quarterback?
Well, you know, they got Dobbs. I think they like him, and they
like
the
Dobbs
last,
as well.
The last offensive coordinator really liked Landry Jones. But I think the Pittsburgh Steelers will always bring in an arm. They're talking about Lamar Jackson. You're hearing that out there. I don't think there's a chance that they'll bring in Lamar Jackson, even though I think that the former Louisville Heisman Trophy winner can play quarterback. But I don't think that there's a need for the Steelers to waste a draft pick on a quarterback.
I agree.
I don't think so.
I agree as well.
Not the time.
So give Ben $30 million a year for the next 5 years. Lock him up.
You know, you can always him and haul about Ben. He gets it done.
He does.
I mean, he gets it done.
He just went past Elway as the all-time six all-time leading passer.
He's from Miami University.
Yeah, I mean, he gets it done.
From the U.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's not flashy. Miami. He's not spectacular. He's, he gets it done. And, you know, 500-yard games, and he shows up big sometimes. So I'm okay with Ben. And now that I think he's refocused and, you know, gotten off this, I might be retiring.
First page. Ballot Hall of Famer? No doubt. No doubt.
I would
no
say.
Doubt, no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely.
No doubt.
It's taking you too long, Bill. Yes.
Absolutely. First ballot.
Yes.
First ballot. Yep.
And Martavius Bryant, I did not say the Steelers would trade Martavius Bryant. I said once his contract is up, they would not re-sign him.
We have to table this because it would not be a show. It just wouldn't be a show if we didn't talk about the Pittsburgh Pirates. Spring training is about over. The baseball season starting in a week. The home opener is on the 2nd against the Brewers, I believe.
No.
Oh, it's the Twins.
The Twins.
So we got to
the home opener.
The home opener is against the Twins on the 2nd. So we got to talk about the Pittsburgh Pirates because regardless of how well they're playing in Grapefruit League, they're coming home, and all the announcers and all the media have told us they're going to be a good team. So we have to accept that. But
no, we don't.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
If they say it, it's got to be true. And then if Mark White concurs it, then you know it's true. So, Mark, are we going to win 90 games this year as Greg Brown and others are keep pushing down our eardrums?
Oh, no.
Well, thank you.
They're not going to win 90, but they're going to win more than last year.
75?
I think so. Let's go back a couple months. Remember that weekend when McCutchen left and Cole left?
All right.
That was pretty grim, wasn't it? Yeah. I think mm-hmm. that's the same that same weekend the Steelers lost.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a very grim weekend. I was very morose. I mean, you know, I love PN. There's no greater place to be than PNC Park in the summertime. Yeah.
Well, I can think of a lot of.
Unless what's her name? Stormy Daniels is there. Jim's got a Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels is coming to Pittsburgh. You guys want to keep joking.
But anyway,
me and Jim are going.
No, I think the Pirates might finish a 500.
And you're happy
if they
about
finish,
that?
No, of course not.
You look happy. Like,
let me be the one that said.
They're going to be a better team than a lot of people think. That bullpen is good.
Okay, before Kevin offers his, just give me. Just a couple. Cole's gone. McCutcheon's gone. Who's in, and what makes you feel that they're going to be better?
Josh Bell's going to have a really good year. I think he had a good start last year, and he's going to be the man now, and I think he's ready for that. I think Marte and Polanco are going to be better than they were last year. If they aren't, then the Pirates ought to be looking at getting rid of them. Because this is the year they
need
to shine.
That's what the Pirates are good at.
Right? Yeah. You got a point there.
Kev, can you be supportive here? We have to opening day is coming. You have to be supportive.
Corey Dickett, they have potential. I hate to say it. Potentially a solid outfield of Corey Dickerson,
again,
Martin.
We Polanco. Potentially have a good team.
I'm trying to say is they're going to be a better team than we thought on that terrible weekend when Cole and McCutchen left.
My favorite player is Frazier.
Yeah, Adam Frazier's a hustling good player.
This, of course, comes from a man who was a Marine and said they had weapons of mass destruction over there. So just be careful who you listen to.
I hear Jim, he's a
cousin. Hey, Major, I had to slip that in on you, baby. I'm sorry.
Jim, he's a cousin of yours, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Is it my turn?
Yes,
Kevin. Is it my turn?
Are you going to be positive? Yeah. Are you going to be positive?
Or are we talking about the Pirates?
Are you going to go back
to
Terry Bradshaw?
Talking about the Pirates. The Pirates will win between 65 and 70 games.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'll bet you on that right now.
Oh, my God.
60, they're going to be one of the worst teams in baseball. Let me tell you why.
Wait. Can I put a bet on that? $20?
Hey, Major,
I'm not a
Major
man.
Before you put your money out there, be advised, he's a baseball aficionado.
And let me give you the reasons why. This is so hilarious. Every time I talk about the Pirates, it's just hilarious. And people, I love the Pittsburgh Pirates, but I have to be honest. Mark, you're knowledgeable about the Pittsburgh Pirates, right?
Absolutely. 1966, okay. I first started following them. Yes.
Okay. Every team has an ace, right, of the pitching staff.
Hilarious.
Who was the Pirates' ace last year?
That would be Gerrit Cole.
Gerrit Cole. Where's he at?
He's in Houston.
He's in Houston. You take a look at Houston's rotation. He's the fourth pitcher in Houston.
Absolutely, you're right.
Now, let's put things in perspective.
Now, was Gerrit Cole that good of an ace, though, last year?
Not at all. That's my point. When you get rid of...
Especially when he was in his coma.
When you get rid of who is considered your best pitcher, and he goes to another team, even though they're the world champs, right. Okay, Houston Astros, he's the fourth pitcher on their roster.
Okay?
Yeah. That's putting stuff in perspective. Polanco can't play defense. Okay? Corey Dickerson, they're talking about him platooning in left field. With Adam Fraser, yes. You got Josh Harrison at second base that can play most positions. He could even pitch. Probably. Okay, but he won't be around by the time July comes around because they're going to trade him.
Probably right. Okay. Yep.
The pitching, starting pitching is horrible. Okay.
It's not their strong point.
They're horrible. When you're number one and your number two pitcher in a five-man rotation is suspect, you know you have issues.
Yeah, Nova had a terrible second half.
And as I said last week, your starting pitching has to get you to the sixth and seventh inning so the bullpen will kick in.
Good point.
And they don't have a solid bullpen.
No, I agree. Disagree. Okay. I think they have a solid bullpen.
Who do they have?
Rivero is a closer. He's the best He had a solid year all the way through last year.
He started off last year strong the first half,
he
tailed off.
Yeah,
but he'll be gone in July, too.
No, they're not trading him. They're not trading him. They're not Boy, we have two bets today.
Hey, they weren't going to trade Cole.
So let me go back. Let me go back. You look at last year's team. The Pirates won 75 games last year. What did they do to improve their team from last year? They did not improve their team. They got rid of McCutchen in center field.
Who had a bad half year? He was good for half the year and not so good the other half of the year.
He can play defense, and he had a good year.
Marte can play good center field.
He had one of the greatest comebacks last year.
He did, and then tailed off. He did. He had a great comeback and then tailed off.
Well, when they put everything on your shoulders,
yeah, right.
You know, that's hard to maintain. I mean, Marte was gone for the first half of the year because of his suspension.
Right, and he'll be here all year this year.
So when you take a look at what the Pirates did over the offseason, they went backwards. Mm-hmm. They didn't go forward. So you take those 75 games, they're going to be below 70 this year.
I think they'll be above 75.
And then you take a look at the Cubs, what they're doing. You take a look at St. Louis. You take a look at a young Milwaukee team.
The Brewers improved. They did, okay. Yes. You're right.
So
they did. Would I trade Nutting for Mark Cuban in a minute?
Well, that's the problem.
Absolutely. Nutting is one of the cheapest owners there is. I get it.
And I agree with only one thing you said. Josh Bell is a beast.
Yes, he is. You know who else is a beast? And he got cut, and this worries me. Jose Osuna. That guy can hit. And they sent him down again.
But my question,
I guess they're training to play third base.
My question to you guys is this. So are you telling me that all the things I'm hearing from the Pirate ownership and the announcers and the commercials, are you telling me that it's not true and that we're not going to have a great Pirate season?
They're actually saying 90 wins, Bill?
No, I said 90 wins.
Oh. My favorite team is the Wild Things.
Are you suggesting,
Washington, huh?
Are you suggesting to me that
Stormy Daniels plays for them, right?
It's not going to be a great. So
now,
what the problem in all sincerity is, what you just alluded to, that ownership is selling us a bill of goods year in and year out.
Yes,
that,
they are.
The two happiest guys in America are Clutch and Cole.
I'm not even sure. I'm not. Well, wait. I wouldn't say McCutchen is happy because San Francisco's supposed to have one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball.
Here's another good bet: will the Pirates or the Giants finish with a better record?
I will go with the Giants.
I don't know. I think it'll be a photo finish.
Pick one of the better high school baseball teams around here. I'll pick them too.
Yeah. All I'm saying is, do I like the direction they're going? No. But do I think they're going to do better than 70 wins? Absolutely. If they,
they won 75 last year.
75
Mark,
last
year. Well, are you sure it's 75? It's been duly noted and marked. Trev has just logged it in. Kevin Cameron predicts 35 predicts less than 70 wins, and Mark Whitey predicts 71
more than 75. More than 75. Better than last year. Okay, whatever the record was last year, they'll be better.
And then you
not
turn,
that that's saying much.
You look at all the players that the Pirates have gotten rid of over the last 5 years and what they're doing around the major leagues.
Can't argue with you. You're right.
Just very good players playing right. major roles with other teams, even here of late. Neil Walker, Bill, you asked last week, should the Steelers bring – the Steelers, yeah, okay. The Pirates bring Neil Walker back.
Well, my question was, did they even talk to him?
And I didn't think that was a good move for Barry's reasons, but I just see where he's going to be the starting first baseman for the Yankees now because their first baseman, Bird, got hurt, and he's expected to miss Greg Bird. He's expected to miss
and
6 to 8 weeks
paying
here.
Him less than $5 million a year.
Right.
And for the record, McCutcheon's having a pretty good spring training. So, however San Fran pans out. But we have to go from the very low to the very high before we get out of here. And you wanted to talk specifically about something I'm sure we're all proud of, very proud of. The millennials rose up this past weekend and made a strong presence not only locally, not only regionally, but nationally and around the globe. Over 800 locations showcase young people from as young as age 14 up to 18 or 19, along with the accompanying parents and teachers, making a statement that there has to be something done about guns in this country, and their position is very clear. We're the ones getting shot. Those of you lobbying for the NRA, those of you debating whether we should have semis or automatics or whatever kind of guns, these young kids have made a statement and said enough is enough. Very soon, many of us now and very shortly will be able to vote you out, and a statement has been made. So kudos to young people. And let's remind this nation, it was young people and college people that helped stop that Vietnam War. It was young people and college people that set at those counters in the South when racism was being leveled with bricks and clubs and dogs and hoses. Young people in this country have historically made a difference, and I think a difference is about to be made now.
On that note, Bill, I definitely believe Saturday was really tremendous as far as the rallies, not only just in Washington, D.C., but across the nation. All of our voices need to be heard. As you indicated, this is a very important subject. Even though we're a sports show, there are some things that we do need to talk about on this program. And when it comes to gun violence, we need to make sure that we have reasonable laws when it comes to guns, the availability of guns, and what could be done to make sure that we have the necessary background checks and that we could limit certain types of weapons. Now, I'm all for the Second Amendment rights to bear arms. However, you don't need a tank. I think we all could agree that no one should have a tank. Same thing with the automatic weapons. There's no need for those type of weapons in anyone's hands unless you're military or if you're some type of authority from a protection standpoint.
And it should be pointed out in this particular show, you're military, have a military background as the
Army,
Major
yes.
White. So you guys have experienced the guns and total and understand the power. I mean, as I mentioned to Mark the other day, I was a Boy Scout, so we got to shoot on a range. But we're talking about the kind of guns and ammo and damage that you guys have seen up close and personal. You speak from experience.
And I've shot M50s, M60s, grenades, you name it. And again, when you start talking about weapons of war, there's no need for ordinary citizens to have weapons of war. So the NRA is just too powerful, and we all need to be part of the solution. And again, I'm so happy to see that the younger people are taking a stance to actually organize and to push forward to try to put reasonable laws in place and to eliminate loopholes, because there are certain laws that we have in place that are bypassed because of the loopholes. So we need to close those loopholes. And I think that we should demand anyone receiving funds from the NRA to stop receiving those funds from the NRA. And if they're not willing to stop receiving the funds from the NRA, not vote for them, because the NRA isn't taking a stance. They're not being part of the solution. So they're not willing to work to make the necessary changes. So until they do, I don't believe that the politicians that are for resolving the situation should continue to receive the funds from that organization. It's no different when certain political elected officials, I should say, receive money from someone that did sexual abuse. They have to give that money back.
Well, and you guys can jump in when you want, but to that point, the $30 million that went to Trump, since we are in this direction, I just need to offer this, and I won't go into great detail. We've been joking about the porn star who's trying to bring Trump to reckoning. But in all sincerity, you know, the argument that you continue to hear from liberals and conservatives is that what about Clinton and what about Kennedy and what about – see, my position is the high moral ground, that it shouldn't be any of them, that the president of the United States should rise above all of that. And the unfortunate thing that we're dealing with is, as we argue about – Donald Trump's infidelities with a porn star while he was married. As a matter of fact, I believe at the same time his wife was giving birth, that we argue about which one is more acceptable, when in fact it's all wrong. The immorality is all wrong in the position of the president, as was presented by President Barack Obama. Morally should be above all of it.
When you have an affair, people don't die. So I'm not even sure how that comparison could be made. So it's all about
I didn't offer a comparison.
I'm not saying you. I'm saying the people that put that out there, the way you described it. It's all about what can we do to save lives. It was a March for Our Lives rally is what it was all about. So we need to take actions on anything that subject our lives from being taken. I mean, we also, since we're talking about this as well, and if someone could help me out with the location as we talk about this, where the black male just got shot by police.
Sacramento,
yeah. California. Yeah. Just got shot by police in his grandmother's backyard by holding a cell phone. I don't care who you are. You need to be held accountable for your actions. I don't want to hear, I thought the person had a weapon. You need to make sure, if you're going to take that type of drastic action, that the person has the weapon. And if not, you need to be held totally accountable. And I forget how many police, and again, I'm a military person, and I love the police. I love our people, too. And I'm all about just holding people accountable. If you have on blue or if you don't have on blue, if you do something wrong on either side, you need to be held accountable. And I'm not for just picking one side over the other. I'm about doing the right thing.
Well, you know, that's absolutely true. And Just to echo what you were saying, you know, for me, the morality part of it is it affects your decision making. It can affect how you make decisions, why you make decisions, and how it affects lives. So my thing is, and I again repeat Barack Obama, who exemplified professionalism, being presidential, being moral. Regardless of how you feel about some of the things he may not have done bill-wise, I think he exemplified what a man and what the president should demonstrate in that position for this country. And I think we obviously have a long way to go, but to your point, the young people have spoken, and they will be heard from again. And the effort now is to continue this momentum and not let that that fire flicker out. So we've covered all kind of bases. Kevin Cameron trying to tell Jim Frazier that Bart Starr wasn't a great quarterback. Major Whitehead predicting the Pirates will win 90 games. And you have to wonder what the Marines are thinking.
We didn't make the Major League Baseball predictions. I mean, this opening
I have
week.
No clue.
Mark, are we just talking about the Pirates?
Are you picking the Pirates?
No, of course not. All I said was they'll win more than 75 games.
So who do you like to win it all?
The Nationals, I think, might just finally do it.
Okay.
But then again, the Yankees are completely loaded. The Indians are good again.
I got my money on Stormy Daniels.
I know.
To win it all.
And for all my friends in Butler, Terry Hamready was better than Terry Bradshaw and Joe Gilliam.
Okay.
My cousin lived across the street from Terry Hamready.
Yeah, that's important to know.
Just for my pick, I'll throw it out there. I'm going with the Yankees.
I'm a Yankee guy.
I can't argue with you there. I'm a card-carrying Yankee hater.
Yeah, too. I'm a Yankee guy. When the Pirates are not performing.
I don't like the Yankees either, like the but Yankees. Again, I'm a straight shooter. So
the Indians are my second team.
Based on what I see, I believe the Yankees, and I think Sports Illustrated actually went with you, Mark. Sports Illustrated picked the Nationals to beat the Yankees. So we'll see.
All right, well,
Nationals always find a way to lose it in the playoffs.
There's a whole lot we'll see, and that will have to be seen the next time around. So tune in next week when all this excitement and energy will be brought to you live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We are Soul Take Champions Live. Bill Neal, Kevin Cameron reminding you.
Champions aren't born, they're made, and we make them better than anyone.
Soul Take. Champions Live is the name. Talking sports is our game.
In your hand, you have $19.99. What could you do with that? You can fill up your gas tank, stop by a local coffee shop. You may need to add a little bit more to that. Maybe a matinee ticket to the movies. Matinee, though. What about subscribing to UrbanMediaToday.com? No, think about it. For just $19.99, you'll receive exclusive podcasts, interviews, entertainment updates, sports reports, and more. A VIP subscription to Urban Media Today is more than just a magazine subscription. It's access to the urban lifestyle. UrbanMediaToday.com is your only source for HBCU sports. Plus, you have direct access to awesome prizes like gift cards, swag, concert tickets, and your $19.99 supports another minority-owned business. That's pretty cool, right? Log on to UrbanMediaToday.com right now and subscribe for just $19.99 a year. Not a month, not a week, but a year. You've always wanted to be a VIP, right? Well, here's your chance. Subscribe today for just $19.99 at UrbanMediaToday.com. You can thank us later.
HBCU Sports with Trevin A. Jones, weekly on Urban Media Today Radio. A full report on all HBCU sports action. Also join us on a weekly basis on Urban Media Today, talking sports with our host Trevin A. Jones, sports columnist Ray Porter Jr., sports reporter Vince Butts, and the big guy, Alan Lincoln. That's all happening weekly on Urban Media Today Radio.
It's tax season. season. Time to call RSG Accounting Services for your tax service needs. Call 412-742-4345. That's 412-742-4345. RSG Accounting Services provides accounting and tax service needs for business or personal. RSG Accounting Services wants to work for you and all your tax needs. Call us or email Mary Jo at RiversideSalesGroup.com. If you mention you heard this at Urban Media Today Radio, you'll receive a 10% discount. Riverside Sales Group LLC is proud to be an organization with minority ownership. RSG Accounting Services for all your tax needs. Call today, 412-742-4345.